From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. A gorgeous May afternoon will include sunshine and a refreshing northwest breeze as high pressure stretches in from Hudson Bay. But low pressure now gathering over the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley will send a warm front toward us tonight, resulting in widespread showers and cooler temperatures tomorrow, as the bulk of our region will likely remain on the cool side of the front. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon will help push high temperatures into the upper 60s to mid-70s, with some mid-60s northeast and mid to upper 70s in southeastern valleys. Mainly clear skies and fine weather will persist early tonight. After that, clouds will start to spread in from the southwest. This will initially take the form of a fairly thin layer of high-level cloudiness, but clouds will thicken late tonight, and this could include a shower mainly along and west of the Green Mountains. Showers should then spread fairly quickly from southwest to northeast tomorrow morning. It's possible that showers will become much less frequent for a time around midday before then reinvigorating during the afternoon. Tomorrow will be the first step in a very complicated weather pattern that will take hold through the upcoming weekend. In a big picture sense, we will gradually become more and more under the influence of a large trough in the jet stream, which will make high temperatures run consistently below average. As usual, there are a couple of possible exceptions. The first and most evident has to do with tomorrow's warm front and how far north it is able to penetrate. Most likely, the warmer and more humid air behind the front won't make it any farther than the southern Adirondacks, southwestern Vermont, and the Berkshires. There are a few computer models that bring the warmer air a little farther toward the north and east. If this were to occur, then the risk of thunderstorms would likewise spread a little farther toward the north and east tomorrow, but most indications are that apart from southwestern portions of our forecast area, we will remain on the cool side of tomorrow's front, resulting in cooler temperatures along with the showers. For tomorrow afternoon, there is a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms in southern Vermont, southern New Hampshire, and the Berkshires, and from the Adirondacks southward in New York. Some storms could contain frequent lightning, damaging winds, and hail. A few storms might even last into tomorrow evening as low pressure moves across southern Vermont before departing to our east tomorrow night. By Thursday, another warm front will have developed to our southwest, but in this case, it appears even less likely to press northeastward into our region, making any showers on Thursday more scattered than those of Wednesday and most focused over southern areas. Low pressure related to this is then likely to pass to our south on Friday, close enough for widespread showers or even some mountain snow showers, and with the valleys possibly seeing highs only in the 40s in a worst case. The grip of the showers and the unseasonably cool weather should then loosen its grip, at least slightly, over the weekend. In the details, this afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, with some mid-60s northeast and some mid-70s in southeastern valleys, northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly clear early, then increasing clouds, chance of late-night showers along and west of the Greens, slight chance east. Lows in the mid to upper 40s, except upper 30s to mid-40s northeast and in the Adirondacks. Wednesday, showers likely, thunderstorms also possible, mainly south. Some storms could contain strong winds and hail. Highs from the mid-50s to lower 60s, mid-60s to around 70 in the Hudson Valley and far southwestern Vermont. Winds becoming southeast 5 to 10. Thursday, cloudy. Scattered showers south and west of I-89, widely scattered to the north and east during the afternoon. Highs from the mid-50s to lower 60s, north to northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.